Perek Vav Mishnah Dalet. So the Mishnah is continuing to discuss the halachos of Birchas Hananim, the obligation that one has to make a bracha before he eats. Hayu lefanam minim harbeis, as the Mishnah. What happens if a person has a lot of foods in front of him? Now, all these foods that the person had in front of him were foods that require the same bracha. So you have three things in front of you. All are bayir priya eitz, or all are bayir priya adama, or are mezainis. They all are shahakal. You're going to now make a bracha on one of these foods, and then when you eat the next foods, you obviously won't have to make another bracha, because once you make a bracha, you do not have to repeat that bracha, even though you're eating another food. The question is, which one of the foods should you make the bracha on? Can you just pick and choose, or is there any halacha that mandates and governs how you're supposed to go about it? It says the Mishnah, Machloikis Tanam. Rabbi Yehuda says, Yesh b'neim min shiva. If one of the foods that are in front of you that you're about to eat is mi min shiva, it's one of the shivas haminim, then mevarich alav, that's the one that you should make the bracha on. So if one of the foods is from the shivas haminim, you should make the bracha on that food. The chachamim say mevarich al eze mehem sheyirtza. No, it's not true. You don't make the bracha on the shivas haminim, but rather you make the bracha on the one that you like the most. Meaning, everybody agrees that you shouldn't just arbitrarily pick a food and make a bracha on it, but rather there's supposed to be some thought process into which one of the food items you're making the bracha on. The question is, what takes precedent? According to Rabbi Yehuda, shivas haminim. If one of the foods is from the seven minim that the Torah uses to describe the greatness of Eretz Yisrael, then that would be the one that you would make the bracha on. According to the Chachamim, what you're supposed to look at is which food you like the most. And whichever food is the one you like the most, that's the one that you should make the bracha on. Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey, continuing to discuss the halachos of Birchas Hanen. It says the Mishnah, Berech Alayayin Shalufnei Amazon, if in the olden days, the minig was that when people sat down to eat a meal, the primary staple of the meal was bread. So people would sit down, they would wash, they would eat bread, and then food was served. And the way all the food that was served was eaten was together with the bread. So either you would put the food on top of the bread, or you would dip the bread into the food. But the way that people ate is by taking bread and together with the bread, eating all these different foods. Another thing that's important to know for this Mishnah in terms of the way food was eaten once upon a time is that meals were very, very formal. So everybody would sit together in a very, very formal setting. Before the meal, people would drink wine and sometimes even an appetizer, meaning there would be wine served. Sometimes there would be some food that was served. It could be meat, it could be chicken, it could be fish. Then there was the meal, which circled around the bread. And then after the meal, meaning after the bread was finished, sometimes there was a dessert, sometimes there was more wine that was brought out. But the point is that if you look at the meal from a halachic perspective, it can really be divided into three groups. You have the part of the meal that's the main part of the meal, which is the part where you're eating bread and you're eating all these foods together with the bread. Then you have the things that we eat in before you started eating bread, and you have the things that were eaten after you finished eating bread. So says the Mishnah, how does this all play out as it relates to making brachas? Berech aliyayin shalufnei hamazon, if somebody makes a bracha on wine before the meal. So before the meal started, you made a bracha on wine. What bracha? So then if you're going to end up drinking wine again after the meal, meaning after the bread portion of the meal, you don't have to make another bayir priya gafen, because the bayir priya gafen that you made on the wine before the meal, that will make you potter from making another bayir priya gafen on wine after the meal. Berach ala parperes shalifnei hamazon. What would be if somebody ate an appetizer before the meal? Again, the meal is once you start eating bread. This is before the bread came out. This is before the suda. You ate an appetizer. What's the appetizer? It could be anything. It could be meat. It could be eggs. It could be fish. It could be chicken. The halacha is you make a bracha. And then potter is ha parperes shalach hamazon. If you can eat more appetizer after the meal, you're not not going to have to make another bracha, because the bracha that you made before the meal is going to work for any food that you're going to eat after the meal as well. Berach al hapas, once you sit down to eat the meal, you make a bracha on bread, poter, sapar, peres. You don't have to make any other brachas. And this is a halacha that everybody knows. When you eat a meal, you make a hamoitzi on the bread, and you don't have to make any other brachas. Al hapar peres, what happens if you make a bracha on parperes? So the parperes that we're referring to here is a appetizer that is a grain-based food. So that there would have been a havamina that if you're going to make a bracha on this food, maybe you wouldn't have to make another bracha on bread. Says the Mishnah, it's not the way it works. But rather, loy poter asapas, it does not exempt you from making a bracha on bread, because when you make a bracha on bread, you don't have to make a bracha on the parperes, because the ikar is the bread. The tuffel is the parperes. You make a bracha on the primary food, you don't make a bracha on the secondary food. However, if you make a bracha on the parperes, loy poter asapas, that's not going to exempt you from making a bracha on the bread. And the reason is because, again, the bread is the ikar, it's the primary, the parperes is the tuffel, and if you make a bracha on the thing that's secondary, it doesn't help you from what you need to do, which is to make a bracha on the bread. Beishamai says, afloy maisa kedera. That just like if a person makes a bracha on the parperes, it would not exempt him from making a bracha on bread, because the bread is more chashev. So making the bracha on the parperes does not exempt you from making the bracha on the bread. The same is true as it relates to maisei kedera. Maisei kedera was also some food that was cooked. There was bread inside, but it was cooked. And because it's cooked, it's not regular bread. Bread is baked. Bread is not cooked. So it has certain bread qualities, but it was cooked. Beis Shammai holds that if you make a bracha on the parperes, not only doesn't it help you for the bread, but also wouldn't help you for Maisa Kedera. So if you would eat Maisa Kedera afterwards, you would have to make a separate bracha on the Maisa Kedera.